Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is Holy Saturday and the second day of the Divine Mercy Novena. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. We say in the Apostles' Creed that on this day, Holy Saturday, Jesus descended into hell. But Jesus did not descend into hell, that is, the place of the damned, to deliver them. No. Instead, he went down into the place where all those who loved God but died before the resurrection of Christ, he went to that place. He went there before the gates of heaven were open to them. 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us, in the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life, and in the spirit he went to preach to the spirits in prison. The Catechism tells us, Jesus did not descend into hell to deliver the damned, but to free the just who had died before him and take them into heaven. So, what was death like before the resurrection? To appreciate what Jesus did on Holy Saturday, we need to understand what death was like before Jesus and what it would be like without Jesus. Now, we understand death as Christians, now that Jesus has opened heaven to us. So we view death as being welcomed into heaven by our relatives and friends who went before us, welcomed by our guardian angel, welcomed by Mary, and most importantly, welcomed by God into heavenly joy. But before Holy Saturday, that wasn't the case. And it was a very different experience. Pope Benedict XVI tells us what death was like before this day, Holy Saturday. Death was absolute loneliness. And he describes it this way. In truth, one thing is certain. There exists a night into whose solitude no voice reaches. There is a door through which we can only walk alone, the door of death. In the last analysis, all the fear in the world is fear of this loneliness. Death is absolute loneliness. That's what they would have experienced before this day. When you died, you were there just alone, totally and completely alone. No friends, no relatives, and separated from God, just alone. And to me, That's the most frightening thing imaginable. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, Moses, Buddha, Confucius, Mohammed, Nietzsche, Darwin, and Stephen Hawking, they all died. And none of them can save those who dwelt in the realm of the dead. None of them could free the dead from their absolute loneliness by giving them a share in divine life, heavenly life. There is only one, Jesus Christ, who smashed the gates of our final loneliness and strode right into death. He went down into the abyss of our abandonment, where no light and no voice could penetrate. But there he went, and there he is. And by his presence, death is conquered. Now there is divine life, eternal life, in the midst of death. Now only deliberate self-enclosure is hell. Or as the Bible calls it, the second death. But death no longer has to be the path into icy solitude, because on this day, the gates of heaven were opened. Let us praise and adore him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Pope Benedict gives a concrete example that may help us to understand and appreciate what Jesus did on Holy Saturday just a little bit better. He writes, "When a child is alone in the darkness of night, he feels frightened. However convincingly, he's been shown that there's no reason at all to be frightened. And as soon as he's alone in the darkness, and thus has the experience of utter loneliness, fear arises. The fear peculiar to the human, which is not fear of anything in particular, but simply fear in itself. Now, here we come up against something much deeper, namely, the fact that when man falls into extreme loneliness, he's not afraid of anything definite that could be explained away. On the contrary, he experiences the fear of loneliness, the uneasiness and vulnerability of his own nature, something that can't be overcome by rational explanation. How then, we must ask, can such fear be overcome if proof that it's groundless has no effect? Well, the child will lose his fear the moment there is a hand there to take him and lead him, and a voice who will speak to him. At the moment at which he experiences the fellowship of a loving human being, this conquest of fear reveals, at the same time, once again, the nature of fear, that it is the fear of loneliness, the anxiety of a being that can only live with a fellow being. The fear peculiar to man cannot be overcome by arguments, but only by the presence of someone who loves him. Now, can you imagine being locked up in that utter isolation and darkness and silence and then the sheer joy when Christ smashes through the door and he says, I've come for you. And you will never be alone again. And then he took their hand and took them into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Every person is alone in some way. Every person longs to be known and understood. Yet no human person can, to the degree that we need, do that for us. No human person has access to the real depths of another. No one can really penetrate the innermost being of someone else. Every encounter, beautiful as it may seem, basically only dulls the incurable wound of loneliness. So the importance of Holy Saturday is not limited to death, because Jesus has not only descended into the realm of the dead, he descended into your soul by baptism. The truth of the matter is that now that Christ is in you, you're never alone. And if you will learn to enter into silence and then into solitude and remain there every day for some time, you will meet Jesus and you will realize there's nothing to fear. There never has been, because you were never alone. And you will meet the only person who can know, understand, and appreciate you to the depth you need. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
For our fifth mystery, we will do the second day of the Divine Mercy Novena, where Jesus asked us to bring to him the souls we are concerned about. Let's do that now. Then Jesus said to Faustina, "Today also bring to me the souls of priests and religious, and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in us, that we may perform worthy works of mercy, that all who see them may glorify the Father of mercy who is in heaven. The fountain of God's love dwells in pure hearts, bathed in the sea of mercy, radiant as stars, bright as the dawn. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of your chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of the heart of your Son, in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, this meditation on the loneliness of death, it reminds me of a conversation I had with you when you were about five.
Oh, I was always talking about loneliness and death when I was five.
No. In fact, it was my conversation with you when you were five that ultimately is the inspiration for this meditation.
What?
Yeah.
Go on. You wouldn't believe it. I don't remember this.
When you were little, you always shared a room with usually Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And what the truth of the matter is that it was probably Sarah who didn't like sleeping alone more than you. But she played it off that you didn't like mm-hmm. sleeping alone.
It was and mutual. Actually,
what?
It was mutual.
Actually, one time, when you were five, you know, you and I have been having these conversations literally
for a very long time.
Since you were five. I asked you one time, I said, I tried to rationalize with you, and I was basically trying to explain to you there's nothing here that's dangerous. And I was trying to figure out, I was asking you, what are you afraid of? And you said to me, Dad, I know there's nothing here. And I said, well, then what are you afraid of? And she said, and you said, loneliness. The fear of loneliness.
Oh, that's still so real.
I was stunned that you said it. And then it wasn't long after that I read this teaching from Cardinal Ratzinger
mm-hmm.
on Holy Saturday. And I was like,
that's incredible.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I probably didn't have my own room or sleep alone until Sarah went to college. I kid you not.
And then at that point, you locked your door and it would never come out.
Yeah. Then I was like, oh, this loneliness thing's not so bad. Yeah.
But can you imagine what it was like for Adam and Eve and Moses and David and all waiting. And then finally, there's this massive earthquake that splits the rock of Calvary and splits all the way down into the realm of the dead. And then in strides the victorious Christ. What a day! I mean, what is it? What strikes you about this?
But I was thinking about how right now I think I don't fear loneliness so much as I fear boredom. I think we do a lot in our lives to run away from boredom. And if we're that afraid of that kind of abyss, I don't think we could imagine the experience of an empty, lonely death.
Yeah.
And we could probably spend a little time right now trying to be in loneliness, trying to have moments of long silence with no distraction. Because we still do find that moment of facing the abyss and facing emptiness, and we still do find God there. He's still walking in.
If we will enter it. Yeah. But if we run from it, we'll never find Christ.
But I got a lot of things to turn off and put away before I can actually have any real experience of loneliness, of boredom, of the darkness, of silence, because everything's at our fingertips.
Yeah. So in a certain sense, we all need to enter our Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
So that Christ can find us there. This is traditionally there. This is a day, Holy Saturday is a day of silence. Today the world is silent because Christ is in the tomb. We need to spend a little silence today and seek him buried in our heart.
Yeah. Silence for the ears and the eyes, because it's easy to sit in silence and scroll on your phone.
Silence of the ears and the eyes. Well, thanks for the insight that you gave me 17 and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for Easter Sunday for the third day of our Divine Mercy Novena. Share this with others.